Members of the House of Representatives are returning to Washington today. The House suspended business 5 days ago because of the anthrax scare. Many members went home to their districts. That move drew sneers from some quarters. Critics accused the House of running scared, while the Senate stayed put. Today's news that two Capitol Hill post office workers are dead after showing symptoms consistent with anthrax will only increase concerns about safety. But the House will be back in session tomorrow. News analyst Daniel Shore says that House leaders would do well to follow the Senate's lead this time and pass legislation in keeping with the current public mood.
The House of Representatives, often called the People's House, seems curiously out of touch with the people. A post-September 11th surge of reliance on the national government is reflected in a Brookings Institution study showing 80% of Americans trusting the federal government. Responding to that spirit, the Senate voted 100-0 to create a federal airport screening service to replace the failed system of private contractors. The idea was to try to restore confidence in flying in time for the Thanksgiving travel rush. But the House Republican leadership has expressed staunch opposition to creating a new force of civil servants that might form unions and might vote Democratic. Majority Whip Tom DeLay has called on lobbyists for the airlines and the private security industry to support a Republican bill that would give the president the option of retaining commercial screening under federal standards. The House Republican economic stimulus bill seems similarly responsive to an outdated orthodoxy. It would cut taxes $100 billion, $25 billion more than the limit set by President Bush. Its benefits would flow predominantly to corporations and the wealthy. Conservative columnist Robert Novak calls the bill a hodgepodge that only a lobbyist could love. The idea reflected in presidential speeches that Americans, rich and poor, are in the anti-terrorist war together is not reflected in the legislation making its way through the House. Unemployment benefits would be extended, but only in states where unemployment increased 30% or more. $3 billion in emergency grants to help the unemployed with health benefits could be diverted from a children's health program. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that of the $100 billion in accelerated tax cuts, just $2.3 billion would go for extending cash and health benefits for unemployed workers. All this may appeal to the Republican conservative base. It does not seem to respond to the spirit of the times. This is Daniel Shore.